This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number 2-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're watching the webcam, then you may have noticed what appeared to be a small earthquake. That was Chris, I guess, kicking the table.
No, that was me. I hit my shin.
Heather kicking the table with her shin. And, yeah, I imagine that would not feel too good. So, as you could probably deduce, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
In studio tonight.
And 7.8 on the Richter scale, evidently.
Taking your calls. 855-450-FREE. We spent most of the first hour discussing the situation in Baltimore, where 7 police officers were indicted and arrested on federal racketeering charges. There was also one of the officers charged with some drug offenses. Again, all of that happening while they were in uniform on duty. Changing gears, Chris, you've got a story about the military being depleted. And this is, you know, something that I've been hearing for like 20-some-odd years about, oh, the military, it's so small now we could hardly wind up, you know, defending ourselves against Grenada.
Yeah, and this was a piece in Reason Magazine, and I just realized that my news aggregator seems to not be refreshing.
Oh, no. I'll see if I can pull this up.
That's okay. So stall for a second, Daryl, because you're very good at that. We don't like dead air. We like to have
constant. If we wind up not talking for 10 seconds, then little red and blue lights go off in the studio, and it looks like the cops are in here, and we all know what happens when cops show up. That's right. They shoot your dog, and we don't want anything happening to Jazzy the studio dog. Because Jazzy is an amazing dog.
I know, and we love having her here. Thank you, Daryl. That was perfect timing, because guess what I have in front of me, in my greedy little hands here. This is a piece by Nick Gillespie of Reason Magazine on Reason.com. Is the military really depleted after years of record high spending? No, not at all. But for military hawks, more isn't just always better. It's the only way to be patriotic. Last week at the Conservative Political Action Committee, or CPAC, Donald Trump said he would seek a, quote, historic spending increase, unquote, to replenish our depleted military.
$54 billion, which is approximately a 9% increase.
Yep.
That $54 billion, I heard, was larger. Just the increase that he is seeking is larger than what either France or the UK spend on their military.
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I do have some charts in this, and we can double-check that. And as Ed Krajewski notes below, the president will likely tonight, this is before the whatever we called his first not a State of the Union address.
Yeah, that was the address to the joint session of Congress.
Gotcha. Tonight officially announced a call for a $54 billion hike, which will be paid for by cuts to other parts of what's known as, quote, the discretionary budget, unquote. The response from at least one fellow Republican, former GOP presidential candidate John McCain, not enough. Quote, in other words, President Trump intends to submit a defense budget that is a mere 3% above President Obama's defense budget, which has left our military underfunded, undersized, and unready to confront threats to our national security, unquote, McCain said. There's little doubt that the military is exhausted. Since 2001, we've been waging endless wars, including in countries against whom we have never officially declared war. We're still in Afghanistan and Iraq, of course, and all signs point to boots on the ground in Syria sooner or later. War footing isn't simply expensive, even if we're spending less on, quote, overseas contingency operations, unquote, than we did in the mid-aughts.
So, question real quick.
Sure.
It said there might be boots on the ground in Syria soon. So, are the troops currently in Syria not wearing boots?
No, those are advisors and special forces. I'm not talking serious boots on the ground. Serious boots on the ground centered in divisions. I think that's the implication
right,
here.
Right, but there are people that are members of the U.S. military that are there shooting guns at people, but somehow it's not boots on the ground.
Anymore, we just see that as, yeah, we have some military advisors there, and...
It's kind of like the Libya thing. No, 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 that was not a military campaign. That was a limited airstrike.
Exactly.
You know what I don't understand is John McCain. Like, how does somebody that was a prisoner of war, allegedly, I can't verify this, how is somebody that is a prisoner of war such an advocate for it? That's what I don't understand. Like, wouldn't you think he'd want to put an end to war so nobody else had to suffer like he did?
I think, this is Skeptic Chris talking, a lot of the Senate has a vested interest, and by vested I mean in campaign contributions and potential employment after they get out, to kowtow to the military-industrial complex. And I'm not saying John McCain will end up on that path, but maybe he will end up being on the board of United Technologies.
Was he really a prisoner of war? You think he's just got like a vendetta? I mean,
well, there's not only that, but there's also the whole thing of if I vote against the military, then I won't get reelected.
Right.
So there's the personal interest that these people have to make sure that they get reelected. We'll get back into the story. We've got Patrick on the phone from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I was shopping coming home, and I heard you talking about that those officers. And I'll be honest with you, as an officer, I'm going to tell you right now, they need to serve their time because they knew what they were getting into. When they applied for that job, they knew that they were there to uphold the law, not break the law. And that's one thing as an officer, as many years as I've been doing this, that I have realized that, there's no room for dirty cops. There really isn't. And if they did exactly what they did, and you were talking about the RICO Act, I don't think it would really apply unless they can find something further
up the chain.
Yeah. In other words, yeah. a corrupted city official, somebody who's like a captain of another precinct who was in on it, things like that. RICO only applies if they have a charter, if you know what I mean, like organized crimes have a charter, and that's why they base upon it. It's a chain of command. In this particular case, if it was a bunch of rogue cops that were in on this and everything like that, yeah, and they know what they're facing. I guarantee by locking them up, every one of them are on suicide watch. They're on a 10-minute watch.
Oh, yeah.
Every 10 minutes, they have to sit in a cell, and another officer has to watch them. But they know what they're facing. If they do go after them,
They're definitely going to be in some kind of protective custody or segregated from, you know, the
each
general
other
population.
Yeah.
Remember, they have to segregate them from each other because of the coercion.
Right.
They have to stop them from coercion. So basically, they'll be in separate areas which they cannot have contact with each other, and families cannot be in contact. What they'll probably do, and you were talking about punitive damages, I can tell you right now, I've seen cops go down, okay?
Patrick, you cannot say that. Thank you for the call.
Oh, no.
I was hoping you'd bleep him and then we could continue the conversation.
No, if you've got to bleep somebody, they've got to go.
Okay. Well, hopefully Patrick will call back in one of these nights because that was
talking to Patrick.
Yeah, I had some questions for him, but he makes some good points. I mean, if those officers do serve time, it's not going to be pleasant time whatsoever.
Right. And again, he was pointing out that they'll have to be segregated from one another. They'll also, I was pointing out, they'll be segregated from the general population because they might wind up being in the same unit as somebody that they put behind bars.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's good, though, that Pat was, you know, saying that as a police officer, he thinks he should be accountable.
Sure.
So yep.
I think that's
it. Your calls
admirable.
And thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I want to tell you about a way that you can save five, 10, 15, 20, possibly 25% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway, you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. Now, what you do is you'll put things in an Amazon wish list, and then you import the Amazon wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com, and you can select the discount that you want. You can get 5%, and they'll fulfill that instantly, and you're saving 5% on things that you're going to buy anyway. Or if you want to, you know, feel adventurous, move the little slider up to 25%. I'm actually looking at my account right now. I've got two orders that I'm waiting to be delivered. One of them I'm saving 25%. The other I'm saving 23%.
Crazy.
And these were things that I was going to buy anyway. Wound up going, again, saveatpurse.com, putting the Amazon wish list in there, and saving money. Now, how are you saving money, you might be asking? Well, you use Bitcoin. So, again, you put the things from your Amazon wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com. You then fund the account using Bitcoin, which, as of right now, is slightly more valuable than 1 ounce of gold. They've been, you know, flirting around that parity level all day. And right now, one Bitcoin is slightly more valuable than 1 ounce of gold. Fund the account with Bitcoin. Somebody says, I'm willing to buy Bitcoin at that much of a markup. And they buy the things from Amazon. You get the items. They get the Bitcoin. And everybody is happy. Saveatpurse.com. Back to the story, Chris, that you've got from Reason about the huge, absolutely huge increase for the Pentagon budget that Donald Trump has proposed. Again, a 9% increase that equals $54 billion. That's billion with a B. And again, that's slightly more than the entire military budgets of either France or the United Kingdom. And John McCain is saying that's not enough of an increase.
Nope, only 3% over what Obama was spending. So, and then Nick Gillespie goes on to discuss a little bit about, you know, how we've been in wars nonstop since 2001. It introduces incredible strain and stress throughout the military and society at home. But depleted, underfunded, undersized, unready? Please. Defense spending ratcheted up during the Bush years in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, the invasion of Afghanistan, and the war in Iraq. It hasn't come close to coming back down now. In a nation that has supposedly wound down two of its longest wars, and where the principal threat to the homeland is a group of religious extremists who live thousands of miles away and are, lest we forget, a byproduct of our own failed occupation of the Middle East, we always need more money for defense, right? Here are some charts that show various ways to think about trends in military spending versus defense spending between 2001 and 2016 in nominal dollars. And it's been a steady increase. It tops out at 2010, drops down a hair in 2014, but again, with the estimate for 2016 is headed back up. When we look at it in inflation-adjusted dollars, it's pretty much the same, except for 2016's pretty flat with 2015. And then he provides a chart comparing U.S. defense spending to that of the rest of the world. And the $596 billion that we spend in defense is higher than the $567 billion spent by China, Saudi Arabia, and these are in order of the countries with the most military spending. China, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the United Kingdom, India, France, and Japan.
Combined.
We spend more than all of those together. Give or take, wow. The United States spends somewhere between $550 billion and $600 billion a year on defense. Hawks will tell you that we need to spend this or that amount of GDP, usually at least 4%, sometimes as high as 10% on defense, which is self-evidently ridiculous. defense spending isn't something that scales up and down depending on the size of the economy or even the number of people in the United States. So the idea that some sort of automatic formula makes sense doesn't even pass the laugh test. Do our, quote, enemies, unquote, a loose enough term to cover by ISIS and, say, North Korea, China, Russian, and Mexican immigrants get smarter or more devious over time? Probably. But why would that require more money instead of more ingenuity on our part is unclear.
I have a perfect little quote for this. I just pulled it up on my phone because I liked it so much when I read a good friend of mine, Adam Kokash, wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite quotes from the book goes, trusting governments to fight terror invites massive corruption. If we ask someone to fight imaginary demons for us and decide how much it will cost, we will soon find ourselves in a world full of demons that are really expensive to fight. So if you want to read
Adam on that one.
His book is Freedom, and it's available for free in every digital format.
Nice. Now, to give a little bit more comparison here, again, the $54 billion increase. You already mentioned that it's larger than like the next seven or eight countries combined. And I already mentioned that it's more than what the UK spends. It's also 80% of Russia's entire military budget. And Russia was, what, the second country on that list, or third country on that list?
Third country. Yep.
Yeah, so the third largest military behind the United States has a budget that is only slightly larger than just this increase.
This increase, yes. It's crazy. Republicans especially like to go on and on about government waste, fraud, and abuse, and they almost always exempt everything related to the military. That's despite ample evidence, not simply of penny-ante stuff like Radar O'Reilly mailing a Jeep home one piece at a time from Korea, but to mind-boggling boondoggles. Way to go. Try to trip me up with that one. Mind-boggling boondoggles such as the F-35 program, which is producing planes that will be obsolete by the time they, maybe, are able to be deployed. The Pentagon, like every other part of our bankrupt government and every family, business, and individual in this country, should be doing more with less. It should be streamlining and changing its operations, procurement systems, and everything else. This isn't a knock on the men and women who defend the country, but there's no doubt the political leadership and military brass alike should be held to the same account as the rest of us.
And I've actually got a pretty good article from The Intercept also on this same topic. They delve into a different aspect of this. We'll get into it here in moments. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health care system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the absolutely ridiculously huge proposed increase to the military budget that, based on percentage alone, is not the largest increase ever to the U.S. military budget. Apparently, the end of Jimmy Carter's administration, Carter had a 25% increase. But if you look at the sheer number, the $54 billion proposed increase, I believe that is the largest. So it's one of those things that PolitiFact marked as mostly true, because there's different ways that you can look at this to say, no, no, it's not the largest because Carter increased by 25%.
Right.
But 25% of a lot less money is a lot less than, you know, $54 billion. Article from The Intercept that sort of looks at this at a slightly different angle than the article from Reason that you had, Chris.
Yeah. Could I read this last paragraph, because it's short and it does kind of wrap it up?
Certainly.
I feel like give
needs to be completed.
Yeah. More to the point, the reason why the military is exhausted and not depleted or underfunded or undersized is because our leaders in both parties have been asking too much of it for far too long. It's not isolationist to say the U.S. military is in too many places and trying to do too many things. It's common sense. We want an Army, Navy, and Air Force that can keep us safe at home and defend our people and property abroad. The idea that $550 billion or $600 billion isn't enough to cover that tab is not simply ridiculous, but borders on the insane. and the reality that spending that much for the past decade or more hasn't made the world a better place can be seen in the smoldering ruins of every place we've been occupying for most of the 21st century. That was it. And I thought it was a really good piece. I think he absolutely nailed the fiscal insanity of it. And to some degree, you know, the policy side saying, you know, what have we actually gotten from this? And people will say, well, you know, there hasn't been another 9/11.
No, we've had quite a few national cemeteries. Let's not make any more.
I agree. And we've had a lot of smaller attacks and a lot of attacks in a lot of different places around the world.
And The Intercept reports, if Congress were to follow Trump's blueprint, the U.S. military budget could account for nearly 40% of global military spending next year alone. The U.S. would be outspending Russia by a margin of greater than 9-1. The U.S. military spending in 2015 was 190% of what U.S. military spending was before 9/11. That, according to data compiled by the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Throughout Trump's campaign, he criticized bloated weapons contracts and the overall cost of wars in the Middle East, but he also promised to make the military strong again, pledging to build 70 new warships and increase the number of troops in the Army to the same high levels as during the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Trump also has called for the U.S. to greatly expand its nuclear weapons capabilities, signaling a potential willingness to expand a $1 trillion modernization effort Obama started that was already widely criticized by budget critics as unaffordable. The White House, however, did not elaborate on how the Pentagon would spend this extra money. CNN reported that the White House was planning dramatic cuts to the EPA and foreign aid budgets. Both are tiny components of the federal budget and are unlikely to come anywhere near the $54 billion being proposed as an increase.
Okay, so here's an idea. How about go ahead with those cuts?
Yep.
That's all I got. Just go ahead with those cuts.
A second.
We just all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. We've been very successful in our votes today. I wish they actually counted for something.
So do I.
Right.
All in favor of making our votes count.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. It passes.
Yeah, those are the things that Trump keeps talking about that I do like, and it looks like he's taking some action. He's at least given lip service to the idea of smaller government in some areas, and then you get this kind of a whopper.
What do you mean it's not smaller government? It's just shifting government. It's like
this case it is.
It's like a kaleidoscope. It's all the same crap in there. It's just a different picture.
But the idea that's a great analogy.
That's the best description of two-party politics that I've ever heard.
A crap kaleidoscope.
It's the same crap. It just looks different.
I love it. But the idea of, you know, doing away with two regulations if you implement a new one and putting groups in every department to work on looking for inefficiencies. I do believe Trump is enough of a businessman that efficiency is something that is important to him.
Well, we discussed that two regulation thing
right.
at length one night to where it doesn't actually, the executive order itself does not actually say that you must repeal two regulations. It just says identify two.
Here's two. So let's add one to it.
And then there's all kinds of exceptions to where you don't have to identify anything if it falls under military or this or that.
Of course.
There's so many loopholes you could drive. How many big rigs did Evel Knievel jump over that one time?
52 or something.
Yeah, you could drive all
number.
Of those through and still have clearance on both sides.
Right. And I guess what I'm hoping in the back of my mind, I didn't vote for Trump. I've never been a Trump supporter. But I hope I look at the guy and I go, okay, you were a businessman, and maybe you are looking at this going, yes, there is too much red tape. Yes, there is too much BS in government. And maybe I can eliminate a little of that.
Do you think, though, it's fair to give, like, to give somebody the title of businessman who used government in order to attain a lot of his wealth, like a lot of government and regulation? I mean,
yeah, everybody in business uses government in some fashion. we can't avoid it or we wouldn't be
and
able to be in
business.
And
you say that as a small business owner.
I do. It's sort of unavoidable. But, he's worked the graft part of it more than most. But it doesn't mean that he still isn't somebody who appreciates the bottom line.
I mean, that's like saying, like, government is business. You know what I mean? How do you define business? Wealth? Okay, well, then the government's business, but it's bad business.
Yeah. It's a business that shouldn't exist. It's a business based entirely on coercion.
Which is a lot of class of today, like, they're only wealthy because they essentially, like, sell their soul to the devil, which is government.
Okay, let's do a little thought experiment. Tomorrow, I become president.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say, okay, Mr. President.
Okay, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I don't do
Thank
orders.
Thank you. And I put in place something that says, that's why I asked nicely. I put in place that same thing. If you're going to propose a new regulation, you must do away with two others or identify. And then you do it and you come to me and say, this is the one we want to add. And I say, okay, do away with those other two. Would you trust me to do it?
I would trust you to start the process that apparently can take, you know, between 1 to 2 years.
Exactly. We recognize that there's all kinds of BS in government, and it's built to be
self-perpetuating
monster.
Why don't we just do away with all of them and start fresh?
Well,
that would make too much sense.
That's kind of what Gary Johnson and Bill Weld had in mind as far as, like, the budgeting process. It was to start from zero and then work your way up, you know what I mean, instead of doing what they do today, which is request 2% more than you had last year. That's what everybody does. And instead it would be...
I think if Trump took it, and my thought was always, if you could get a president who was actually committed to shrinking the size of government, and he held his cabinet members responsible for their particular area, say, everybody needs to be down by 10% by the end of this year. Come up with ways to do it and force them to do it. The problem is inside every one of these cabinets, you have this hidden government, these bureaucrats that have been there for decades and through administrations on the left and on the right, and they are ingrained and they know how to defend their land.
There's no way we can have a budget surplus because then we won't get more money next year.
It's just everyone's got dirt on everyone, too, so nobody wants to...
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24/7 over-the-phone live chat support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL.
You know what I appreciate almost more than anything? Even more than memes of baby Trump?
Harambe jokes.
I never really got into the whole Harambe joke thing. But
Taco Tuesday.
I appreciate innovation, and I love that the market, the free market, sometimes comes up with things that we didn't even know we needed, but they create.
And thanks to late-night infomercials, now you know why you need that spaghetti stir that looks like the Loch Ness Monster.
This is even better. Now, this is coming to you from Engadget, so you know it's real. You know it's legit. And this has to do with IBM, who has been a company of innovation for over a century now.
They've got the little light that when you lift the lid to the toilet, it turns on a little light inside the toilet so you can see.
That sounds like something IBM would have
done. That's also something that if you watch late night television, I don't know if it's still on, but when I used to have cable many, many years ago, I used to love just watching the infomercials to see all the weird stuff that I didn't know I needed.
So here's what IBM has now done. They just received a patent for it. Mm-hmm. The idea is this. Before, let's say I'm working in the office, but I'm going to go out of town.
Okay.
Okay. Which means people won't be able to reach me on my phone, you know, my desk phone.
And
they
right.
won't, and if they send me an email or they try to message me, it won't get me. So the idea is this. When somebody emails you, you can click a setting and it will automatically send them back a little email that says, I'm not in the office right now.
Google's had that feature for like a decade.
No, IBM just was awarded a patent for this.
But Google has had that feature in Gmail for probably a decade.
They have not had the out of office. That's impossible. They have autoresponders.
You can set your phone to do that.
What?
To text messages.
Impossible. Yeah. IBM just was awarded a patent for this.
Right.
That's
and
fake news.
About a year ago.
Now you're going to tell me that's... Oh, my God.
Let
me think back 20 years ago when I was using Microsoft Outlook.
It wasn't...
The out-of-office assistant sounds suspiciously like this.
It wasn't that long ago that Amazon was awarded a patent on having a picture with a white background.
That sounds pretty innovative to me. So we're going to jump into this absolutely absurd story and... Believe me, what you have previously heard in the last 45 seconds was tongue-in-cheek. A month and a half ago, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO, granted IBM patent number 9,547,842, which is an email system designed to automatically send messages informing inquiring bodies that said person is absent from their physical place of work. It's an out-of-office email system.
I hope...
They patented out-of-office.
I hope that IBM gets taken to court and has this patent thrown away, placed in the memory hole, set on fire, so that they can never try to enforce this against anyone.
Let's go on with this story. Or they patented OOO, or out of office, or OOF, or OOTO, or whatever other ridiculous string of letters you use to let people know you aren't available for a cubicle chat or a call at your desk phone. Apparently, IBM applied for the patent in 2010, which is decades after companies created and deployed these now commonplace features. As Boing Boing points out, this patent was granted despite it seemingly flying in the face of a Supreme Court's 2014 decision in Alice Corp versus CLS Bank, which drew a line in the sand declaring some software concepts too abstract to be eligible for a patent. In other words, finally ruling against patent trolls. If IBM's new one gets reexamined, it'll run aground of the new Alice standard. That's probably why the company is lobbying to have a change in that ruling. So here IBM is with this absolutely absurd patent, and now they're lobbying to get the Alice standard changed so that they can have a patent.
Alice standard?
The Alice standard, again, a 2014 Supreme Court decision. I don't know much about it other than it just stated that some ideas in software are too broad to even be patentable.
Oh, okay. So
things
Alice,
like out of office.
Right. Alice, from the name of the court case, that
Alice,
was
Corp.
Alice Corp. v. CLS Bank International.
Correct. The history of this patent certification is even worse, in which the examiner first rejected it before IBM counter-argued that a statute like Alice wouldn't apply since the patent's method was implemented in computer hardware. That earned patent 9,547,842, the Electronic Frontier Foundation's Stupid Patent of the Month Award. Congrats.
Now, this reminds me, and actually there's a lot of things that remind me of this. The Energy Star, you've heard of Energy Star. It's
sure.
That, you know, weird certification that some government agency runs that they determine that, yes, this is, you know, somehow saving the planet. There was somebody, because they wanted to see what the most ridiculous things were that they could get an Energy Star rating on. They got an Energy Star rating.
My mind goes right in the gutter. Go ahead.
On a gasoline-powered alarm clock.
Nice.
probably the least energy efficient, save the planet type of thing. But they got an Energy Star rating on that. And now the patent office has awarded a patent for something that people have been doing for decades.
Literally decades. Yeah. Yeah.
The whole idea of patents at this point, like, really frustrates me. Like, I just came to, like, a pivotal moment in my philosophical views where I no longer support intellectual property laws. It really took, like, a lot of reading and, like, grasping this concept.
I found that hard to get over myself.
Yeah.
Because you do want to think, well, it's somebody's work. They put in the hard, you know, the hours and everything, and they came up with all this stuff, and they documented it, and they did that.
Like, it finally makes sense, you know.
And my question has always been, you know, based on the current application of intellectual property, specifically copyright, where it's the life of the author plus 70 years, if
right.
it's an individual, or 125 years if it's owned by a corporation, and then patents, it's another ridiculously long time,
right.
and they keep
extending it. I still
think
I see a use for copyrights, though.
I think it should.
I think
if it's to exist, it should not exceed the life of the author, and I don't think that it should even last that long.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think either, yeah, that or less is a reasonable... I could agree with.
So, like, let's say you have somebody that owns a company. As soon as they pass on to their kids, they should have to, like, re-logo it. So everyone knows that it's under new ownership, so it's not, like, false advertising, you know?
I don't know if I'm with you on that one.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Because the business name is not a copyrighted thing.
It could be a trademark or something.
Right.
Like that.
Trademarks
because, like,
are completely different from...
Like medicines, for example. Like, you have logos so people know what they're getting because you have trusted brands that have earned a reputation in the marketplace.
Or we've got to the point where we trust logos.
Well, and...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think... Yeah.
And
consumer protection, to me, is the responsibility of the consumer.
And regarding logos... Regarding logos, you know, there are just absurd sorts of cases to where ESPN, the Entertainment Sports Programming Network, sued some startup called the College Sports Programming Network because the name was too similar.
Too close.
People might confuse CSPN and ESPN.
That reminds me of Wrestling Pandas.
I got blocked.
Oh, yeah, when WWF.
Yeah, no, I'm blocked from ESPN's Facebook page.
What?
One of the Patriots Super Bowls.
Hour 3 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome. 855-450-FREE.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.